This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: LANL shipments through Antonito stopped for now. In a recent roundtable discussion hosted by Colorado Congressman John T. Salazar, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, announced that, for now, it would no longer truck radioactive waste to Antonito, Colorado, for transfer to a train destined for the Energy Solutions disposal site in Utah. LANL stated that the current Energy Solutions contract for transporting and disposing of waste was completed last week, but new contracts could be in the works. Since November, LANL has been shipping radioactive waste, which is contaminated with depleted uranium and PCBs, to a makeshift transloading facility in Conejos County next to the San Antonio River, south of Antonio. The San Luis and Rio Grande Railroad is proposing to develop a formal hazardous waste transloading facility at that location. The contaminated waste is waste generated in the early days of nuclear weapons manufacturing operations at LANL. The DOE, which owns and operates LANL, is spending an additional $170 million in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funding to clean up historic waste sites. In the next year or so, there are plans to remove additional wastes. David Rhodes of DOE attended the meeting, and he stated, quote, "This waste should not provide any additional risk to the community should there be a spill," end quote. Since November, the Conejos County Clean Water, a newly formed non-governmental organization, has been working to halt the transloading activities. They state that, quote, "concerned citizens want to stop the risk to all of our San Luis Valley communities, as well as all communities downstream of the San Antonio, including the Rio Grande River and water basin, which this waste could potentially contaminate," end quote. The San Antonio is a tributary of the Rio Grande. Representatives from the Conejos County Clean Water and community members have pressured elected officials to use their authority to oppose the transloading. The county commissioners filed for an injunction to stop the shipments and required the transloading operators to apply for a special permit. Nevertheless, DOE, LANL, Energy Solutions, and the railroad have bypassed the permit requirement by claiming a federal preemption from local laws. In May, the Conejos County Commissioners voted against a proposed settlement that would have allowed the railroad to haul the contaminated waste with several conditions in place. In order to address possible future transportation contracts between LANL and Energy Solutions, Representative Salazar formed a task force to continue discussions about the transportation issues. The task force is composed of representatives from Conejos County Clean Water, Conejos County Commissioners, the Town of Antonio, DOE, LANL, the Railroad, and Energy Solutions. They will be meeting over the next 30 days and report back to Congressman Salazar and the public. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.